WJTL, it's a Throwback Thursday Christmas edition. This hour, we're playing Liam's favorite, that one, Mark Martel, Oh Holy Night.
Yeah, only on WJTL are you going to hear Mark Martel following Whiteheart's Little Drummer Boy, and it makes sense.
Yes, and it makes sense.
What a gorgeous voice. How are you not drawn to that,
man?
Oh,
his voice is just unmatched.
One of a kind. We're going to hear a lot of great vocalists this hour. That is certainly my cup of tea.
Yeah, weather-wise.
That's right. Weather-wise, today, a mix of sun and clouds this morning, followed by increasing clouds. Showers developing in the afternoon, a high around 46 degrees. Tonight, clouds and rain, low 43. By tomorrow, clouds and showers are expected early, becoming mostly sunny and very windy. There is a wind advisory in effect for tomorrow. The high, though, 55 degrees. Over the weekend, partly sunny skies, a high around 40 degrees. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 45. Right now in Lancaster, about 26 degrees. In Harrisburg, 27.
Our very special guest, our friend Diana Volo with us. She's the founder and executive director of Swan Scaling Walls, a note at a time. Good morning again, Diana.
Oh, it's great to be here with you.
Thank you. We'd love to have you here. We've been asking our guests to share their life verse, and yours really ties in with the mission of Swan. Can you share it with us?
That's right. It's James 1:27. True religion is to help orphans and widows in their distress. And that's what Swan does. We serve children affected by parental incarceration and the resulting trauma. And many of our kids are fatherless at this time. Mm-hmm. And certainly there's increased poverty when a dad goes to prison, homelessness, and all sorts of difficulties.
How do the students find out about Swan, or how does Swan find out about the students? How are you matched?
Well, we're matched through the help of the social workers and mental health workers in the school district of Lancaster.
Okay.
Sadly, in Lancaster, in the school district, they estimate about 1,200 homeless children. And so as the social workers and mental health workers start interacting with the families, they recognize which children qualify for SWAN, and they encourage the parents to sign them up for our program.
And then tell us a little bit about the music program and what you're doing and how the students are impacted.
Well, thanks for asking that. At SWAN, we offer free music lessons, mentoring, performance opportunities, immediate access to mental health counselors, and Bible classes. We want children to know they're loved, created by God, and full of potential. Within one semester, our students can articulate the gospel, and they have several Bible verses memorized. So, like I said, this is a James 1:27 mission, and it's life-saving for some of our children, certainly life-changing for many.
Yeah.
One little boy, for example, stopped speaking for 3 years after experiencing a difficult trauma. And within weeks of having guitar lessons with a teacher, he started talking again.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So that's a huge transformation.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
We had another little boy who would come to our 5-week full-day summer music camp. And where was this little boy? We call it, his name's Cam. We would often find him underneath the grand piano sleeping. And it wasn't a sleep that you could easily wake him up from. And again, due to trauma, that was his brain's way of shutting down and healing.
Yeah.
But when he would wake up, we had him in a drumming class. And within 5 weeks, this little boy, Cam, went from silence to soloist. And he was great on hand drums. He loved it. He took to it. And he actually performed in front of an audience after 5 weeks.
I love that. Where do you perform? Where does Swan perform?
Well, our kids perform by serving the community. They often go to like the Evergreen Retirement Residence or Brethren Village, visit older folks, and their goal is to put a smile on somebody's face.
I love that.
So our students know that the general public does support their music lessons and Bible classes, mental health training. So they want to give back.
Yeah, and I love that.
So we often encourage them, look, when you go out to perform, your goal is to share your beautiful music with others and just to put one smile on one person's face.
I love that. How can our listeners get involved? How can we pray? How can we give?
Well, obviously, we would love prayer. That's the most important part of any mission, right?
Right.
And our goal is that we're sowing seeds, the gospel seeds in children's hearts, that we know the Holy Spirit can impact that child at any point in their lives with the gospel. And so our prayer is that each child would know and understand the gospel. And the way you can help, I know that a lot of believers really do want to be involved in a James 1:27 mission, which is true religion to help children in distress. And we forget sometimes because we're busy. So if you want to put that on your credit card as a monthly donation, even when you're busy doing other things, your donation every month is investing in one of our students' lives or many of our students' lives.
SWAN for Kids, it's the number 4, swan4kids.org is the place where they could sign up to make a monthly pledge.
Absolutely. We'd love to visit you to visit our website where you'll see pictures of our students succeeding with little video clips. It's a great site to visit.
We love your ministry. We love what God is doing through it. Thank you for coming and sharing that with us, Diana. We love that.
Well, thank you for having me.
Check it out online, swan4kids.org. It's the number 4, swan4kids.org. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Back to the music we go. Here's another tune coming away from Liam. This is 10th Avenue North. Deck the Halls on WJTL's Throwback Thursday.